And welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Hello, Lucky Girls. Welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast. Welcome to season two. New look, new vibes, same Lucky Girl energy. I am so excited to be here with you. Can you believe we are 2 years into the Lucky Girl Podcast, making life a little bit luckier, one episode at a time? I am so excited to be here. I am so excited for this episode. I have been planning this episode out as the first episode of season two for a while because I think it goes perfectly with the vibe of season two. Take a good look at the new cover art. Go to the Instagram at Lucky Girl Pod and relish in the new vibes of the Lucky Girl Podcast. If you're new here, once again, hello. My name is Lexi Prieto. I am 23 years old, living in California. And my one goal in life is to be your internet bestie and show you how to live your luckiest life. If you want to follow me on social media, my social media is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. It is the same for TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Once again, that is LexiGPrieto. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, you guys see everything first. You guys know what the episodes are going to be about, and anything that is podcast related, it is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod, Lucky Girl Pod. Now that we have our social medias out of the way, let's go ahead and get into what this episode is going to be about. So, as you can tell by the title, this is the power of pivoting. I wanted this to be the first episode of season two because when you enter a new season in your life, sometimes there's a part of you that wants to hang back. There's a part of you that's scared to go for it because of a plan that you have in your head. And even if that plan is out of date, sometimes we have a hard time as humans realizing that it's time for a new plan. So the power of pivoting is letting go of the original plan. It is knowing when to pivot, when to turn to something better, knowing when your season two is here. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way. If you are new to the podcast, we have three Lucky Girl segments we do at the top of every single episode. The reason we do it is because I want you guys to get to know me a little bit better. Like I said, I want us to be besties. I want us to know everything about each other, I guess. And as your internet bestie, I think it is only right that I fill you guys in on my weekly recap, my Lucky Girl obsessions, and what has made me feel lucky this week. So, to begin the weekly recap, like I said, I've been going big with the season two teasers. I have been so excited for this milestone in the podcast. I've honestly been looking forward to this for over a year. I have just been thinking about the photo shoots and where I want to take this podcast. And honestly, this past week, I have been so deep in that. We did the podcast photo shoot. It was so much fun, beautiful location. And I fell in love with the idea I had in my mind of what I wanted the podcast to look like. I also have been spending a lot of time refocusing on my goals, refocusing on my new plan to kind of tie it into the power of pivoting. I have been refocusing on the plans that I have created now. They may not be the original plans, but they're the plans that I've created now that will help me get to my dream life and help me get you guys to your dream life. So this week has been so full of coffee shops, journal entries, and talking it out with my friends and my sisters, and really diving deep into what I want this season of my life to look like. Because I'm gonna tell you guys, the background of being a content creator is when you start a new season of whatever content that you create, whether it be YouTube or podcast or whatever, when you start something new, honestly, your life follows so vividly along with it. It is actually kind of crazy how that works. So I know with season two coming, my brain is just in the works of what's next? What do I want to live my life like? What am I excited for? Because you guys know, I don't talk about anything on this podcast that I don't do. So all the self-work, everything that I work through it first so that I can give you guys actionable tips and true advice that I know works. So that is what I've been doing this week. I got back into the gym. I got really sick 2 weeks ago. I was down bad in my bed for like 4 days. I could not get out of bed. And then I just took some time off from the gym. And then this week I decided, let's get back into it. I'm feeling better. And honestly, gym time has been so much fun. It's been so relieving, and it's a good way to get my mind off of things and to just really, really focus on bettering myself. I think every single second in the gym is something that when I get out of, I'm just like, I am proud. So I'm making future Lexi proud. And that's really all I've been doing this past couple of weeks, is focusing on season two and refocusing on the goals in my life. Moving on to the next Lucky Girl segment, let's talk about my Lucky Girl obsessions. Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I talked about this last episode or not, because it has been a little while, but I want to talk about my favorite artist right now. Maybe my favorite artist of all time, and that is Miss Jensen McRae. She just came out with an album. I'm pretty sure I did talk about this. That's how obsessed I've been, but she just came out with an album. I don't know how, but They Found Me is what it's called, and it's amazing. It's so good. And I am seeing her live in concert next week. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, it'll be in like 4 days I'll see it. So I'm really excited. I cannot wait. It is going to be my first concert ever. I know, crazy, right? 23 years old and I've never been to a concert. So I'm very excited. I cannot wait. Her music has gotten me through so much. I have known of her since, I want to say 2022. She has a song called My Ego Dies at the End, which was just insane. It was such a beautiful song. And there's a line in that song that says, "Who am I? I've lost the thread." And when I was 19 or 20, I had just moved to California. I was like a year in, and I felt like I had no idea what I was doing. I really feel like I lost who I was, and I was so confused. Or maybe I wasn't losing who I was. I was beginning to transform into a different person. And that line, "Who am I? I've lost the thread," just stuck with me. It stuck with me so hard that I ended up writing a poem about it. I don't have the poem on hand, and I cannot recite it to you. But I wrote this very long poem about that one line and about my life and about where I'm at. And I remember after writing it, I just felt very, very relieved. And I was like, okay, I might have lost the thread, but I will find it again. And I will find who I am meant to be. And that one line altered my life. And if you want to talk about the butterfly effect, realistically, that one line might just be the reason I have the podcast today. Because writing that poem really lit the fire in me to begin creating my dream life. In my mind, when I heard that line, I was like, you know what? If I already don't know who I am, if I've already lost the thread of who I was, how about I go full steam ahead into who I want to be? Create a new version of myself. No longer fear that I'm losing something because she's already gone. So yeah, maybe that butterfly effect actually is real, and that's what got me to being here with you guys right now. Moving on though from Jensen, I cannot wait to see her in concert. I also want to talk about my second obsession, which is a TV show, which is a wild obsession that I have. I have never loved a TV show Other than, I would say, The Vampire Diaries, I haven't been obsessed with a TV show in years, in so long. If you know me, you know I don't really watch movies or TV shows like that. I usually prefer reading or scrolling on TikTok, to be honest. And I am just not a TV show or movie person. But like I said, I got sick and I was like, you know what? This is a perfect time to watch something. None of my go-to movies were on any streaming platforms anymore. So I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I've seen it on TikTok. Let's just go ahead and start The Rookie, which it is a show about LA cops, basically. And it's, it's kind of like Law and Order, that type of vibe, that it's like crime based and like whatever. And you know, that's not really my thing. I don't really care for that. But all the stuff I was seeing on TikTok, it was funny. And I was like, okay, maybe I should just check it out. I was hooked by the first episode. I was absolutely obsessed. They have 7 seasons. Each season has like 21 to 24 episodes. Each episode is like 45 minutes long. And when I tell you, I'm on season 5 right now, and I started it this month. I got sick this month, so that's when I'm pretty sure I started it like May 5th or something. And I'm on the end of season 5, which means I have watched like over 100 episodes and I'm hooked. Like every single episode I watch, I literally cannot multitask. I like put my phone away and I just am glued to the screen because it is just so good. I am that obsessed. If you've watched The Rookie, let me know in the comments. Please reach out to me because I need internet besties to talk to about this. Because if you've watched it, let me just say, Lucy and Tim are my dream couple. I'm obsessed. But anyways, I digress. One more Lucky Girl obsession before we get into what has made me feel lucky. And that is Olipop sodas. They're prebiotic sodas. They've been in the works for a very long time. I'm sure you've seen them. I am obsessed with the strawberry vanilla, and I don't drink soda. I grew up not having any type of caffeine or like soda or anything. So I never really had like a need for it or a desire for it. So when I found Olipop, I was like, oh, so this is what I've been missing my entire life. I still don't drink soda, but the prebiotic sodas are really good. Yeah, I'm obsessed. The strawberry vanilla, and then they have a cherry cola one that is just to die for. I've been so obsessed. But now that we have that out of the way, it is time to get into the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment, which is my favorite segment because it is just a way to remind ourselves that in every moment of every day, we are the luckiest people alive because we get to experience life as ourselves, and that's pretty damn lucky. So, as I was saying with season 2 in the works, I have been thinking a lot about where I want to go, where I want to be, but I've also been thinking about where I've been, you know? And what has made me feel the most lucky in the entire world, and it fills my soul so much, is 2 years of the Lucky Girl podcast. We have been working on this podcast for 2 years. We have created and formed the Lucky Girl community, and honestly, it is just so rewarding to know that in whatever capacity, we are making a difference in this world. We are growing as a family, and I hope in some way I am helping you guys create your luckiest life and remind yourself every day that there's something to be grateful for. And take advice from whatever episode you listen to, and I hope that it's able to create a better life for you. So that's really what has made me feel the most lucky. But now that we have that out of the way, it is time to hop into this episode. Welcome to episode 61, The Power of Pivoting, Letting Go of the Original Plan. Okay, so to start out this episode, I have a question for you. And it is a question that kind of requires some deep thought. Be honest with yourself. Nobody but you needs to know the answer. But the question I have is, Have you ever felt that you are betraying your younger self by changing your mind? Let me tell you my answer to this. So when I was 13 years old, I watched a YouTuber named Alicia Marie. We well know, I'm sure everybody knows who she is. I watched her and I became crazy obsessed with the thought of living in California. I was just like, I want to be like Alicia Marie. I want to live my dream life in California. All I want is to live the California dream. So from 13 to 18, 5 full years, I had it in my mind that no matter what, I was going to move to California. And that's what I did. I turned 18. I graduated high school. 6 months afterwards, I moved to California on my own. And that is the beginning of my lucky girl story, is I took that leap. My younger self had told me from the beginning, you're going to be an actress. You want to be an actress. You want to be in movies and TV shows, and you want just to experience the world in a Hollywood lens. So I moved to California with that goal in mind. And then life happened as I became an adult, as I more narrowly figured out what I wanted to do with life, I realized that I don't want to be an actress, at least not right now. And I have really no desire to, you know, be on camera in that way. But what I do have a desire for is creating content, is giving advice, is being a therapist to people, and, you know, being able to help people just by the knowledge that I've gained and just by being who I am. And that's what made me become a content creator. Moreover, that's what made me find the excitement to create this podcast. But I will say, after years and years and years of daydreaming about being an actress, about daydreaming about walking on red carpets and getting on set and shooting movies and TV shows and just feeling that excitement, when I realized that maybe right now, at least, that's not what I want to do, I felt like I let my younger self down. I honestly felt like I was betraying her in a way. And I would think about what we call, you know, I call her little Lex. What little Lex, or teenage Lex, I should say, was so excited for. She had these big dreams, big goals. And while I had so much to be proud of, so much that I did make happen for little Lex, and, you know, we're living our dream life, we moved to California, we're happy in California, we have a stable home, we have a good car, like a nice car, we have a nice job, we made it in California, there was still a part of me that was just like, I let her down because I'm no longer following the path of the career that she really wanted. And at first, it really sucked. And at first, I think I kind of lied to myself for a little bit. And I still was like, yeah, I do. I still want to be an actress. I'm still going to work for it, like, whatever. Even though I knew that wasn't the path I wanted to take. And now, where I'm at now, seeing the growth with my content creation, seeing how much I have nurtured with this and how much has come to fruition from it, it made me realize that sometimes you have to let your younger self down to make your future self proud. And that is the beginning of this episode. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how much it sucks, first of all, to realize that what you once wanted more than anything in the world is no longer what you desire. So let's talk about the myth of the original plan. Why is there pressure to stay with plan A? The plan created by a younger you might have only served you to that extent of yourself. Think about 13-year-old Lexi. Saw a YouTuber, thought, I want to be an actress. Like, this is such a big deal for me. Like, I want to be in front of a camera on the big screen. I had no experience with life at that point. I was 13, living at home, living in Florida of all places, and the world was my oyster. You know, the world was all imaginary because I'd never experienced living in California, and it was all this daydream like quality that I thought of, that I was going to get to California and it was going to be so easy. I was going to take acting lessons, and within, I used to tell myself, by the time I turn 20, I'm going to be an actress, I'm going to be on the big screen, and things are going to work out for me, right? Obviously that did not happen. And now that I think about that plan, obviously it was kind of an unrealistic plan, because it only served the extent of myself that I knew when I was 13. It was this daydream-like quality, like I said, that was just like, I can do anything ever at all. Which I do think that we can do anything we put our minds to, as long as we trust in the universe and we have faith that the plan will always work out. But I don't think it's a snap your fingers and you're an actress and getting a Golden Globe in Hollywood, you know? So, as you grow, your dreams should grow too. And that is what pivoting is all about. You don't have to stay on this narrow one track, this is all I want to do in life, if you don't want to. If your dreams start changing, you change too. You allow yourself to change, and you do not get frustrated with yourself knowing that your goals are now something different. Your dreams are now something different. I do want to preface this by saying, though, don't give up because you're scared. Do not give up and think, I can't do this, so I'm just going to go to plan B that's much simpler, because you're scared. You have to be fearless in your decisions. And if your fearless decisions lead you to a different path, then allow that path to take its course. I didn't stop wanting to be an actress because I was scared that I wasn't going to make it. I had realized bigger dreams. I had realized that that's not really what I wanted to do. I actually want to be a content creator and be on camera in that way. So it wasn't losing a dream. It was gaining this understanding that that wasn't ever my dream in the first place. There was something else that was my dream. And all this to say, I might still get into acting. I might still dabble in that in the future. But as of right now, I am exactly where I am meant to be, because I pivoted and I started working on the next plan. The goal that was, I want to help people in this way, instead of when I wanted to be an actress. The reason I wanted to be an actress is like, I love the idea that people get out of their heads for a little while when they're watching a movie or watching a TV show, and they're able to kind of forget about their life for a little bit. And I loved the thought of that. Growing up in a broken home, growing up incredibly poor, growing up always daydreaming about a better life, movies and TV shows were something that would help me with that. It would help me imagine what a life could be. And I thought, as an actress, I would love to do that. And then I had realized, I want to do that as Lexi Prieto. I don't want to do that as an actress with a different name, as a different character. I want to do that as who I am, truthfully, honestly, right now. And that is the path that has led me to this podcast, that has led me to content creation, is that me, as Lexi, I'm still helping people get out of their heads, but in a different way, in mindset shifts, into showing people that you are the luckiest person in the world. No matter if you are happy right now, or if you're sad, you're lucky because you have the power to create a better reality for yourself. And it's all in mindset shifts. The main reasons we cling so tightly to plan A, the original plan, is two reasons. And I'm going to talk about the big one first, because honestly, this has been something that has affected me so much in my life. And that is the fear of failure. The fear of failure is this ticking time bomb inside of yourself that is telling you, if you don't create this, if you don't succeed at this, then nobody will love you, then nothing good will happen, then your life will be ruined. Which is exaggerating everything and super dramatic, because the truth of the matter is, failure is the only way to succeed. And I know I sound like a Hallmark card, but bear with me, lucky girls, because the truth is, you have to fail in life. Imagine, I want you to really think about this. Imagine a life where you've only ever succeeded. You've only ever gotten what you thought you wanted. You've only ever gotten, you know, what you tried for. You would be in a relationship with the wrong person. Because imagine you see somebody and you're like, I want to go after them, and immediately you succeed in it and you are with that person. What if that's not your person? You have to fail. You have to find people that are not meant for you in order to really, really focus and pinpoint what is right for you. You would be in the wrong job. Because imagine when you were 12, you were like, I want to be a doctor. And you succeed at that. And then you get to there and you actually hate being a doctor and you are squeamish at the sight of blood or like whatever, but you succeeded in that. So that's your job now. You would be in the wrong place in life. Because if you succeeded at something first try without really thinking about what do I want in life and weeding out all the things you don't want in life, because that is a very, very good technique. And a technique a lot of therapists use is doing the opposite, is failing to narrow down what you need to do instead of being great at absolutely everything and still being stuck on what you want to do in life. Because you think, oh, I'm good at everything, so like, I guess I don't have a purpose. Narrow it down. Get really good at being bad at things. Get really good at failing at things. Get really good at realizing that failure is always, always redirection, which we will get more into in this episode. But right now, I just want to tell you that the fear of failure is a lie. You should not have a fear of failing. You should get excited to fail, because when you fail, you are redirected to something better. The second reason that we cling on so tight to plan A that we feel as though we're not able to give it up is societal timelines. You know, as a 23-year-old, I'm in my early 20s, I felt this pressure to figure my life out very, very early on. Like I said, backstory to who I am as a person, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. I grew up the youngest of five, raised by a single dad, lower income, like incredibly poor, addicted mom, and you know, it was just a really bad scenario to go through as a child. But I thought very early on, I thought I had to have everything figured out. And this is where the societal timelines come into play, is that I turned 18 and I thought I had to know what job I wanted, what career I wanted, because I have to start going to college. I moved to California, decided not to go to college, and I thought, okay, well, now I really need to get on it. I need to figure out what career I want because I need to start making money. I ended up working a different job. You know, I worked retail and I worked as a server and I, you know, I've done other things. And it made me realize that these societal timelines are bullshit, because you don't have to have stuff figured out. I did not need to go to college at 18 and immediately have stuff figured out. There are people that don't go to college at all, or people that go to college at 40 and end up creating their dream lives, because timelines exist within your personal realm of reality. Because in truth, the universe and God, they create timelines specifically for you. So what are we doing following these societal timelines? Because take me, for example, people did not grow up the way I grew up in these society timelines, yet they still have to follow them. That doesn't make sense. I have to follow their timeline. I didn't grow up like them. I don't have the desires that they have. It doesn't make sense. So when you really take a step back and you're like, okay, who am I trying to impress with meeting these quotas and timelines? You realize that literally it is for nothing for you to be stressing out, for you to be feeling like you have to follow a certain timeline. You know, they also say that like the timelines for women of you need to get married, have babies, like whatever. That is a societal pressure timeline where we feel as though the second we turn 30, we have to give up on everything. Like we're done. Like it's the end. But that is just not true. Your life is just beginning wherever you choose for it to begin. And whatever age you are right now listening to this podcast, just know this is when your life begins, because you're choosing to better yourself. This is what this podcast is all about. And if you clicked on it, I know you are ready to pivot. You are ready to transform your life, and you just need some guidance, and I am here for you. So where you are at now, this is where you are meant to be. Moving on to the next bullet point I have for creating the power to pivot, it is the truthful statement that redirection is not failing. Let's talk about the societal condition of failing. So in school, we learn at a very young age to not quit. They always say, quitters never make it in life. They always say, if you quit, it's a problem. They always say, you are not allowed to quit. And I think something got lost in translation along the way. I think the reason our teachers and our parents and anybody that was trying to guide us in life, I think the reason they were telling us not to quit is because they don't want us to preemptively give up on something that could potentially be good just because it's hard. So we were always told, we can't quit. You are not allowed to quit. That's great if it is something that you're actually wanting to do and something that you are meant to do. It's just a little hard at first, but that's terrible advice if it's something that no longer serves you, something you no longer want to do, but now you're just scared that if you quit, then you fail at life and there's nothing possible that could ever happen for your life to be good again because you're a quitter. The truth is, you need to know when to quit. You need to know when to give it up. You need to know when it is no longer serving you and it's no longer making you happy, because the truth in all of this is your only goal in life should be to be happy. Your only goal in life should be to choosing things that make you happy, and that includes choosing when to quit. Realizing, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. Even if I have a degree in this, even if I've worked for years on this, even if my family, my parents are telling me I have to do this, even if my partner told me that if I don't do this and it's the end of our relationship, good. That is amazing. That is what is going to redirect you into the path that you are supposed to be on. Because the second you stop and you end and you realize that that is no longer where you want to be, you are ready to quit that life or that version of yourself, the universe sees that. And the universe puts this spotlight on where you are meant to be. And you know what? You might lose things in the way. I lost a relationship with my parents because I decided to live this life. I have been through many a breakup because I decided that I wanted to live a different life than the relationship we were living. I decided that I wanted to choose myself. I decided that this is important to me, and I was ready to quit the version of myself that would give up everything to be with somebody because I feared being alone. I decided to quit that. And that is why I am where I am at today. And I can say with absolute certainty that I love where I am at. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I don't have a single day where I'm upset about the life that I am living. I adore my life. I have so much that I'm excited to change and grow, but I adore every second of it. And that is because I learned when to quit something. Because quitting is not always a bad thing. Sometimes you have to quit your nasty habits in order to live a better life. But the habits I'm really talking about is mental habits, is habits formed in relationships, is habits formed by not choosing yourself. I want you to really, really take the time to realize that in order to pivot, you are going to have to give up these habits. You're going to have to change what you thought you once wanted. Who you thought you once were is going to change, and you have to be allowed to do it. I have 3 signs for when you know it's time to pivot. And I want you guys to listen closely. I want you guys to really think about, am I seeing these signs in my life right now? And if you are, I am here for you. This podcast episode is here for you. The community is here for you. And we are excited to help you pivot into this new chapter of your life. So the first sign is your emotional cues are calling out to you. The big ones, the very big emotional cues that you will always find when you know maybe it's time for me to change up is dread and burnout. If you are feeling burnout with no big reasoning, you are crying in your car every day, you're dreading going to work, you are just feeling so tired of the life that you are living, that is your sign. That is the universe letting you know that that flame has burnt out. There is nothing more to it. But the great thing about life is once one flame burns out, that doesn't mean we can't create a new flame, a brighter flame made of something stronger, something that we know will burn for a lot longer. So listening to your emotional cues and knowing when they're calling out to you and telling you this is not where you want to be anymore, and also being bold enough and brave enough to change your life after you've seen these cues. There has been a time I had a job where it was one of the best paying jobs I've ever had, honestly, but it was at the expense of who I am as a person. I was absolutely miserable. I was making such good money and I was hating every minute of it. And it took me to burnout, to absolutely dread waking up in the morning in order for me to quit that job. And while I was sad that I lost that income, I found something much better, and it led me to the job I am currently working, that led me to the people I am currently friends with and the support system that I have and the love of life that I truly cannot ever fathom having if I had kept that job. And it was all because of that truthful burnout. Going back to what we were talking about in the Lucky Girl segments, when I had said, who am I? I lost the thread. It took losing all of that to get to where I need to be. So the next sign that makes you realize maybe it is time to pivot is you feel out of place where you once felt like home. I feel that way a lot in jobs and in relationships specifically. Let's talk about relationships first. So relationships are a really big part in pivoting, because I think it is a perfect example of wasting your time and staying when you know it is not where you want to be anymore. Because this happens all the time. You are not alone if you have ever experienced this. I've experienced this, that you stay with somebody because you're comfortable, because you think, this is what I wanted. You think, this is what I fought for. You think, this is what I've worked hard for, is this relationship. And then as you grow, or as they grow, you realize that maybe this isn't the relationship you want anymore. This isn't what you once loved and desired. This isn't your home anymore. That is when you know it's time to pivot. It's time to go. And breakups are hard. Breakups suck. They are absolutely miserable, but they lead you to the best parts of yourself. Because when you are alone, you realize all the things that you can work on to grow and all the things you love. I was actually thinking about this today in regards to a past relationship that I had that I've actually talked about on this podcast. It was a very revolutionizing breakup for me. It really did change and alter who I am. But I was thinking about it in the way of gratitude. I was thinking about the person that I was in the relationship with, and I was just thinking, you know what? I am so happy that it didn't work out. I am so happy that I was forced into a situation where I had to be alone. I had to think of myself. And this relationship happened, this breakup had happened during one of the worst periods of my life, of my adult life, I should say. Like, it was, I felt so alone. I felt like nothing was going right in my life. I literally was getting kicked out of the place that I had lived in. I had 30 days to figure out where I was living. I didn't know if I was going to have to move back to Florida. Like, I was so scared. And while this big tumultuous like experience that I was having in my life, I was also getting my heart broken, and I was going through this relationship where I wasn't happy, and I was just I was so sad at first, and then day by day, month by month, I started finding myself because of it. I started really looking and figuring out who I am and staying sturdy in it. And that's what led me to where I'm at now. And it was all because I started to feel out of place in this relationship that I had once thought was a forever thing. That I once was like, yeah, no, this person is my soulmate. I was like, this person I'm going to be with for years. And then I had realized, actually, the only person that I want to be with forever is myself. And I need to nurture that relationship. And that is why, number two, the sign of feeling out of place is so important, because we spend a lot of our lives really just staying comfortable and being scared of change. And sometimes it has to be altering what you once thought was forever in order to realize that it's time to pivot. It's time to shift into something better. And that leads us to number three, the biggest sign, and the sign that I think literally changes everybody's life, is the sign of when you think of the change you want to make, it scares the hell out of you. That is the sign that you are looking for, because what scares you also should excite you. And the reason it scares you is because it is uncomfortable and is not something that you normally do. That always leads you to the best life to live. The very last thing I want to touch on is trusting the detour of our life journey. I was talking about this in regards to the universe or God or whomever you believe in when you think of a great divine. I want you to embrace the unknown as a lucky girl moment and trust that what looks like loss might actually be a redirection to something better. Sometimes it's not a decision to pivot. Sometimes we are forced to pivot. Sometimes you lose something, you lose a relationship, you lose a job, you lose a place to live, and you are forced into this uncomfortable season of your life where everything is transitional, where everything is changing, but you have to trust that that detour from what you once thought was your forever like life is no longer where you are meant to be. Because now that you have pivoted, now that you have decided that it is something else that you desire in life, now that you have that realization is when you can start making the steps to making that life permanent, to fighting for that life, to altering your current life to that life. And with that being said, that is the end of this episode. That is the end of realizing how powerful pivoting is. And I hope that you are able to take this and you are able to let go of the original plan if that's no longer what serves you, and you're able to have this bravery that I know you are capable of to go for your new dream, because that new dream is exactly where you are meant to be. Thank you for listening to this episode. I am so excited to talk to you again. I'm so excited to kickstart season 2 with this. I want you guys to leave a 5-star rate and review on whatever podcast streaming platform you are listening on. I know I have a lot of Apple Podcast listeners, or Spotify is at the bottom of every single episode. I want you to leave a rate and review. Let me know today what your original plan is and what your current plan is, and I will try to give you some advice. I love you guys so much. I cannot wait to see you next Sunday with a brand new episode. Have the best week of your life, and remember to always, always, always stay lucky.